Well, thank you, folks. It's been truly my honor and pleasure to be with you.
谢谢大家，真的来到这里是我极大的荣幸，也是一件很愉快的事情。
You know, I go to a lot of places, and I'm given an opportunity and an invitation to minister to the folks.
让我曾经到各地，也常常接受到一些邀请，来有机会服侍不同的人。
But what I discover is, as I go to minister, I am ministered to by the church.
那后来我发现呢，就当我出去去服侍教会的时候，我也被这些教会来服侍我自己。
And you have truly ministered to me this weekend by your love, and I've enjoyed worshiping and experiencing the presence of the Lord together.
你们在这样的一个周末是真实的来服侍了我本人，用你的一个爱跟你们一起的这个敬拜，能够进到神爱的同在里。
So I want to say a large thank you to you. It is truly my privilege in being among you.
所以我想跟你们说一个大大的感谢，因为是实在是我自己的一个荣幸能够来到这里。
This weekend we have talked quite a bit about the Father's love and how there is an open heaven over us and God is releasing His pleasure into us.
这个周末呢，我们谈到父神的这个慈爱，说到我们上面，我们的头上有一片敞开的天空，它怎么样释放？它向着我们一份喜悦之情。
And as I was praying for this weekend to be among you, thinking about this central theme of the release of God's love and His pleasure among us and within us.
那在我为这个周末要跟大家分享的信息祷告的时候，我在想到神他对我们的这个爱，还有他向着我们的一份喜悦之心，他要来释放在我们的身上的时候。
I want to continue to build this morning of the foundation that I believe the Spirit of God has laid these last couple of days.
那我希望能够继续在过去的这两天神建造的一个根基上面继续的来建造。
And I want to talk to you this morning briefly about living in the power of His grace.
那今天上午我希望很简短的跟大家来分享一下，就是活在他恩典的大能当中。
Because when we begin to understand His grace and appropriate that grace into our lives,
因为当我们开始去明白他的恩典，而且将这个恩典拥有在我们的生命当中的时候，
then we begin to break through into true freedom.
然后我们就可以经历突破，进入真正的自由。
However, if we fail to understand and appropriate His grace,
但是如果我们没有真正能够去认识他这个恩典，没有来拥有这样的占有这样的一个恩典，
then what often happens is by default we reduce this relationship with God to rules and regulations.
那很多时候呢，很自然的，我们就会把神的这一切呢，给把它缩小成为一些律法或者一些规条。
And when we choose to live under law rather than under grace,
当我们选择去活在律法之下而不是恩典之下的时候，
not only does it bind us up from experiencing the true freedom that this pleasurable Father has for us,
不仅我们没有办法去真的经历神这样一个很喜悦我们的父亲要给我们的真正的自由，
but it also reduces the purity and the power of the message of the cross.
而且呢，它也是真的是降低了十字架它本身它所传的这样的一个很纯正的一个福音。
Because law is opposed to relationship.
因为律法是跟关系来抵挡的。
Law does not understand the relationship we have through grace.
那律法是不了解我们借着恩典可以进入的关系的。
And so law will always attempt to cancel out His grace.
那律法常常会试图去取消我们能够借着关系进入的恩典。
And when we choose to live by law rather than grace,
当我们选择靠着律法而不是靠着恩典去过人生的时候，
then we begin to think that our maturity and the receiving of His love and approval,
那我们就等于在说我已经成熟，我得到他的这样我已经取得了他的称许。
We believe that that is brought about by what we do rather than simply who we are.
那我们就会认为说 我们得着了这一切是靠着我们所我们的行为，而不是靠着我们的身份。
And law causes us to focus on our behavior rather than our relationship.
那律法常常会使我们常常比较注意在我们外在的行为，而不是一个关系上面。
And when our focus is on our behavior,
当我们一直专注在我们的行为上面的时候，
then very quickly we become discouraged and frustrated.
那我们很快就会感到非常的沮丧，而且很有挫败感。
Because no matter how much we try,
因为不管我们多么辛苦的尝试，
no matter how much we perform to win this approval,
不管我们多么努力的去表现得着称许。
The truth is, we continually feel as though we're never able to meet up to the expectations we think he has.
那事实上我们就一直没有办法我们永远没有办法感觉到说我们能够达到他向着我们的一份期望。
Now I want to say to you this morning, is God a holy God?
那今天早上我想跟大家讲的就是你知道神是不是一位圣洁的神？
Absolutely.
当然是。
But our focus should not be on being good.
但是我们的焦点不应该集中在要表现好。
Our focus should be on being His.
我们的焦点应该放在说我们是属他的。
You see, I love my wife very much.
你知道我非常爱我的妻子。
But my focus is not on how I can behave to please her.
那但是我的焦点不是常常说我在行为上怎么可以取悦于她。
My focus is on the love that I have for her and the love she has for me.
那我的焦点是放在我有多么的爱她，还有她多么的爱我。
And if I focus on that love rather than on my behavior, that love causes my behavior to behave properly.
如果我把我的焦点放在这样的一个爱上边，那么这样的一份爱就会驱使我的外在的行为是非常的好。
And if my focus is on my behavior, I live frustrated. But if my focus is on love, I live in freedom.
如果我的焦点是在我的行为上面，我就会觉得非常有挫败感。但是如果我的焦点是在爱上面，我会在自由里。
Now, I want us to look at some scriptures today.
那今天我希望来一起看一些经文。
But I do want to honor and be sensitive to our time frame.
但是我确实非常希望能够尊重我们的这个时间，非常的对我们的时间有一份。
So I'm going to encourage you to write down the scriptures, and rather than turn to them, I'll just touch on them.
那我会鼓励大家把这些经文能够写下来，它的出处可以写下来。那我会简单的这样子的去介绍，去提一下这些经文。
However, I do want to begin with this one scripture.
但是我最一开始呢，这一节经文呢。
And if you want to follow along, I'm going to ask Deborah to read Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
那如果你们可以跟着一起来读的话，我会请宝凤来跟大家一起来读加拉太书第一章第六节。一章第六节，这里说到我稀奇你们这么快就离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
You notice in this scripture, verse 6, that Paul says that he is amazed with the Galatian church.
你知道在这里保罗说到说他非常稀奇加拉太这个教会。
And that he is amazed that they are turning from the one who called them into grace.
他真的已经离开了那位用恩典来呼召他们的那位。
And he says that they are turning from grace to a different gospel.
说到他们转离了恩典，已经进入一个不同的福音。
And that they just they saw faith on its own as inadequate.
那他们看就觉得恩典本身好像不够。
And that somehow the Galatians believe that observing their relationship with Christ by faith alone made their salvation incomplete.
好像加拉太人就是感觉到说他们只是因着这样的一个恩典来获得基督耶稣的这样的一个救恩还不完整。
In other words, like so many of us today,
换句话说就今天我们很多人
they couldn't comprehend that the Father would simply love them for who they are.
就是他们没有办法去理解说天父就仅仅因为他们的身份他是谁来爱他们。
That salvation based upon grace and love was not enough.
那这个这样的一个以爱和恩典为根基的福音还 不足够。
So they began to believe that there was something they must do to make this salvation complete.
所以他们相信说他们必须去做某些的事情可以使这样的一个救恩完整。
Now, let me give you a couple of scriptures, and we won't turn there, but write these down, and I'll just touch on them.
那我再给大家提一些经文，那我不会让大家翻到，那请大家可以把它写下来。
In the first five verses of Galatians chapter 3,
在加拉太书三章的前五节，
Paul gets somewhat insulting with this church.
哦，那保罗好像对这个教会的这个态度听起来是非常不尊重甚至是侮辱性的。
And he says, have you become so foolish?
他就讲到说你们是不是变得就是这样的愚昧。
Now, when you look at the translation into the Greek of what Paul is saying here,
那你要去看他这里他的翻译说到保罗所讲的。
Here is Pastor Paul writing a letter to a church.
这里是保罗牧师他在对教会写一封信。
And he's basically saying this, what is your problem? Are you guys idiots? Are you crazy?
他等于是在对这个教会在说，说你们到底出了什么样的问题？你们是不是都是白痴？你们都是不是都有问题啊？
And then he goes on to say, who has bewitched you?
那那时候说你到底是谁迷惑了你呢？
In other words, what he was saying is, are you guys crazy? Are you idiots? Who led you into witchcraft?
他就说你们是不是不正常了？你们是不是太无知了？是谁带你们进入这样巫术了呢？
Now, that is not a good way to start a letter or a sermon.
你知道这个是写一封信或者是讲一篇道的一开始很 不妥当的一件事。
And he says this, are you so foolish that having begun by the Spirit,
那说你们是如此的无知，就是你们一开始是靠着圣灵。
Are you now trying to be made perfect by the works of the flesh, in other words, obeying the law?
那你们之后是希望靠着你的肉体，也就是靠着来遵循律法来完成你的救恩吗？
And you have to understand what Paul is saying here. He's saying, listen, if you believe the law is what will create approval, you're now in witchcraft.
那来咱们来注意一下保罗他在这里说什么，他如果你相信你靠着遵行律法可以使你完全的话，等于说你是进入一种巫术。
And his message gets a little stronger in verse 10,
在第十节他的这个信息就变得更加的强烈。
Because he says if we attempt to live by the law,
那里讲到说如果我们一直试图去靠律法而行而活，
not only are we foolish, not only are we in witchcraft, but now we're actually cursed.
那我们不仅是无知，不仅是在巫术里面，我们也在咒诅之下。
Because he says that anyone who attempts to live under the law obviously can't fulfill it, therefore they're cursed.
那因为他在讲的说，任何一个人他在试图靠着律法而行，那显然他们没有办法完全可以满足律法的要求，所以他们就是在咒诅之下。
And then a few verses later in verse 13, he said Christ redeemed us from this curse.
那在接下来几个经几段经节里面，到第十三节，他讲的说，那耶稣或者基督已经救我们脱离这个咒诅。
In verse 24, he says this.
在第二十四节，他这样讲到。
That the law did have a purpose.
那律法它是有一个目的的。
That it served at one point as a tutor or an instructor.
它在某一个时间点，他是作为一个启蒙的老师或者一位辅导一个师父。
That it was meant to show us of our condition to lead us to Christ.
那他的目的是为了让我们看到自己真正的这个状况，领我们到基督那里。
But then he says one verse later in verse 25.
接下来在下面一节二十五节。
That once we come to Christ, it is no longer our observance of the law, but it's our receiving of this relationship by grace.
我们一旦来到了这个基督面前，我们不再 我们的重点不再是说遵循律法，而是在我们跟他的一个爱的关系当中。
And if you're taking notes, write down chapter 5.
如果你在做笔记的话，可以写下第五章。
In verses 1, he says this.
在第一节，他这样讲到。
He encourages them to stand strong in that grace of Christ.
他鼓励他们是在这样的一个耶稣基督的恩典里面刚强站立。
Because it's grace.That creates freedom.
因为是恩典带给我们自由。
And we're no longer to be caught up in this bondage of obedience to the law.
我们不再被困在这样要遵循律法的一个捆绑里面。
Now, why am I taking the time to share this with you? And why did Paul take so many chapters?To share this message.
那为什么我在这里要花这样的一个时间？保罗也用了好几章节的篇幅来跟大家分享这样的一个信息。
Because I get an opportunity to travel around this world.
因为我有机会等着到世界各地。
And I meet so many people, literally thousands of people.
我常常会碰到很多人，可以成千上万的人。
And they really love Jesus.
他们真的很爱耶稣。
And loving Jesus is not their issue or their struggle.
你知道，爱耶稣并不是他们的问题，不是他们的挣扎所在。
But for many of them, their struggle is believing that He is so radically in love with them.
但他们挣扎难以相信的就是说，耶稣是这样子以激进的方式疯狂的爱他们。
And for so many people, rather than focusing on the incredible destiny that God has for them,
那很多人与其说他们把焦点放在神为他们预备的极美的命定
，their focus shifts from the future to the past.
那他们的焦点从未来转向了过去。
And they live with a continued reminder of their mistakes and the failures of yesterday.
那他们每一天都活在一直对过去他们所犯的各样的错误里面的一个提醒当中。
And so they are desperately trying to undo what they did to win the one that they love.
他们每天都迫切的去来修补过去他们所犯下的各样的错误，而不是来。焦点放在将来。
And the reality is this, there's nothing you can do, there's nothing you need to do.
事实上说，你没有什么你可以去做，也没有什么你需要去做。
And God just says, I am absolutely in love with you, not because of what you did or what you can do, but just because of who you are.
那神是在对我们说，说我这样子热情的爱你，不是因为你曾经做过什么，或者你可以为我做什么，仅仅因为你是谁。
And the reality of that he loves us and he did what he did.
那这样子的一个真实，就是说他爱我们，他为我们做了他所做的。
In spite of all the things maybe we've done.
即使我们做了过去的那些事情。
That's what brings true freedom.
你知道这个本身可以带下自由。
And Paul is saying, stand strong in this grace.
那保罗在这里说到说，你要在这样的一个恩典上站立得稳。
Then he says in verse 2, if you attempt to live by the law, Christ is no value to you.
那在第二节他在讲到说，如果你要试图去靠律法而行，基督就与你无益了。
Then he says in verse 4,
那然后在第四节
That if we attempt to live by the law,
我们要尝试靠律法而行
then we actually become strangers to Christ.
然后我们就与基督隔离了。
Well, do you get the picture this morning?
那今天这有没有这样明白看到这份画面
That the Apostle Paul with his fatherly heart to the church in Galatia,
那使徒保罗他带着一个为父的心向着加拉太教这些教会
great concern for them and love for them
他真的是对他们怀着极大的关怀和极大的爱
because they are mixing grace with law somehow believing that that will promote real freedom
因为他们把律法和爱这样掺杂在一起他以为这样子可以来提升他们的自由度让他们更加自由
But the truth is, it doesn't bring more freedom, it actually perpetuates our bondage.
事实上这个不仅不会让我们更加的自由而且它会来加速我们或者增加我们的捆绑
You know, grace brings freedom.
那恩典会带下自由。
Because grace allows for vulnerability and honesty.
那因为恩典可以给我们一些余地，让我们可以看到自己是那么的脆弱，还有我们那么的不完全。
Because we believe His love is based on who we are and not what we do or have done.
因为我们相信他向着我们的爱是因为我们的身份，而不是我们做了什么，我们的行为。
It allows us and empowers us.
他就给我们，他允许我们，也给我们能力。
To release our hidden hurts and our failures.
让我们可以释放出来我们那些隐藏的那些伤害和痛苦。
And if we embrace grace,
如果我们来拥抱恩典的话，
it releases us into a deeper realm of worship.
那让我们可以进入一个更深的敬拜的境界。
Which in turn releases the hand of God for revival.
那这样的结果就是来释放神的手给我们带下。
I'm sure most of you are familiar with the story of what's called the rich young ruler.
我相信我们大部分人都很熟悉这个富有的少年官的故事。
And the interesting thing about this story is this young rich man with a lot of authority.
那对就关于这个富有的少年官。他拥有很多的权柄，很有趣的一件事。
He comes to Jesus and he verbally asks the question that oftentimes we ask deep within our heart.
那他来到耶稣的面前，他直接去用这样用口去问了这样的一个耶稣一个问题。通常我们都是深深的在自己的心里面问的。
He says, "Hey Jesus, what do I have to do?" To inherit eternal life.
他就说，耶稣，我需要做什么可以承受永生呢？
Because somewhere he believed that he had to somehow perform to win the master's approval.
因为不知道为什么他有这样的一种信念，说他需要去表现来赢得主人或者这个老师的称许。
And so I think Jesus realized that this guy is so entrapped with his works-oriented belief.
那我想耶稣上看到他是他耶稣意识到说他这么深深的陷在他也就是以工作为导向的这 一套的信念当中。
That I think Jesus decides to play along with him for a moment.
那所以耶稣就来这样按着他的方式跟他奉陪一下。
And Jesus thinks,
Okay, 耶稣就这样想，好。
Performance equals approval. All right, here's what you need to do then.
所以他就说，这个表现等于称许。好，那你就这样做好了。
And he gives this guy what he's been looking for, a list.
那后来他就给了他，就是这个少年官一直在想的要得到的一个长长的一个清单。
All right, you asked for it. Here are the rules and here's the regulations.
那好，这是你所要的，就这些是那些律法，这些是那些规条。
And the rich young ruler sort of sticks his head up and puts his chest out and says, "I've done all those."
那这个少年官呢就非常的得意，昂首挺胸的说，这些我都做到了。
And it's almost as though Jesus looks at this young man with his chest out and his proclamation of his complete obedience to the rules.
就像耶稣可以看到在他的面前的是一位昂首挺胸的，说他已经完全遵守了这一套的。
It's almost as though this guy believed that life was some kind of a test you have to pass.
好像这个人他一直在相信的就是生活就是一道一道的这个考试。
So Jesus probably said something like, "Congratulations, you just scored 100 on the test."
好像耶稣在对他说哦，祝贺你，你这样考试100分呢。
But here's the thing.
但是问题在这里。
The scripture says after all that.
那圣经告诉我们说，在这一切之后
，chest out, head up, 100% on the test of life.
昂首挺胸，洋洋得意，然后考试是满分。
We also miss the moment of the message where it says, "But he went away sad."
那我们常常就没有看到他这个信息里面所讲到的，说他忧忧愁愁的离开了。
You see, it's possible to do everything right.
你知道吗？有可能你是已经。做了一切该做的。
It's possible to perform and strive and score 100 on your test in this thing called life.
你真的也是非常可能的，就是说你非常的努力，你也非常的会表现，最后你在人生的 这样子的考试里面你满分。
And yet walk away sad and miss out on the life.
但是有可能你最后是忧忧愁愁的离开，你错失了生命本身。
See, here's the thing about life.
你知道啊，关于生命或者人生，这里有一个重点。
Life is not a question to be answered. It's a mystery we participate in.
人生不是一些问题让我们去解答，它是一个奥秘让我们去参与。
And embracing this message of grace,
让我们来欣然接受这样一个恩典的信息。
Is God really giving us what we don't deserve, but also what we can't even earn?
就是神来给我们，我们不仅自己不配得，也没有办法去赚取的。
You know, grace is like a spiral staircase.
你知道，恩典就像一个螺旋状的楼梯。
That as you climb higher.
在你越爬越高的时候
，You continually come around to the same view each time, but from a higher perspective.
你每次就是一直回到原来的你那个视野，但是每走一步，你的视点、你的角度更高。
You know, in the book of Exodus, God gave Moses plans for creating this building.
你知道在出埃及记啊， 神把一个造会幕的一个方案给了摩西。
And this building was to be called the tent of meeting.
那这样的一个他要建的这个建筑物，它就叫会幕。
Because this is the place that Moses would go to meet with the presence of God.
那因为就在这个地方，摩西会进到里面去跟神的同在相遇。
Now, when I read the Bible, I'm somewhat inquisitive, and I ask a whole lot of Well, how come and why questions?
那当我啊、在读圣经的时候，我里面常常会有很多的这个疑问。我会想到说，为什么会有这样的一个情况？哎，怎么会发生这样的事情
？And when I first read this story a number of years ago,
你知道我多年前第一次读到这样的故事的时候
，My question was this.
我的问题是这样的
：God, you told Moses to build this tent of meeting.
神呢、啊、你告诉摩西让他来见会幕
The place where he would come into your presence and converse with you、
在这里他会来进到你的同在里面与你对话
But with all your instructions you specifically told him
你在你所有的这样的启示的指教里面你、非常特就是具体的告诉他
That he was to build this tent outside the camp、
他要把这样的一个会幕建在营外
My question was this.
我的问题是这样的。
God, why outside the camp?
神呐、啊，为什么要在营外呢
？Because sometimes.
因为有的时候。
You and I have to come outside the place or the camp of familiarity.
因为你和我必须离开啊、我们所住的这个营，我们的帐篷，也就是我们非常熟悉的地方。
And we need to challenge ourselves.
我们需要来挑战自己。
To be enlarged and move into the place of the unknown.
也来接受它的这样的一个扩张，然后我们可以进到未知之地。
Sometimes we need to color outside the lines.
有时候我们需要在就是那些画好线的那个外面去给它放颜色。
And we need to move beyond this belief that we have.
我们需要来超越我们原有的一些信仰系统。
That somehow if we score 100 on the test and observe all the rules, we'll find our way into relationship.
好像我们的信念是说，如果我们能够得100分，然后能够遵守着所有的这个规条，我。不知道怎么，我们就会可以进入某一种关系。
But the observance of the rules will never bring you into a relationship.
但是遵守律法永远不会带你进入一个关系。
But it's coming outside the camp of your familiarity into a revelation of His incredible love and pleasure over you.
而是要离开你所熟悉的这样的一个啊帐篷之地，然后进到一个所未知的地方，在那儿看到他向着你那一份。那么奇特的爱和喜悦。
It's an interesting story in the Gospel of Matthew.
你知道，在马太福音有一个很有趣的故事。
Where Jesus tells the disciples that they're about to transition.
在那里，耶稣告诉他的门徒，他们要有一个要经过一个过渡。
That change was coming.
那叫渡过，也就是说有一个改变会临到。
And that they were to get into the boat and transition or cross over to the other side.
那他们要进到船内，然后他们要渡过，要渡河到河对面去。
And soon as they got out into the water, what happened? This raging storm came on them.
他们刚刚进到这个水中，后来发生什么事情了？马上就是风雨大作。
And when you and I are willing to embrace change,
当你和我愿意去接受一个改变的时候，
when we make the decision to shift from rules to relationship via revelation of His love,
当我们选择从律法要转换进入一个关系是借由他的爱的一个启示，
then the enemy will often cause the storms of circumstances to begin to rage in our lives.
那仇敌常常就会来使我们的周围的环境开始有风雨大作，这样极大的风浪临到。
And the purpose of that turbulence is so the enemy can keep you where you are and stop you from progressing to where you're meant to be.
那这样的一个极大的动荡，仇敌是为了让你一直停留在你原来的这个位置，而不让你进入你应该可以进入之地。
There's another story in the Gospels of a blind man who comes to Jesus to be healed.
那在福音书里面有另外一个故事，说到一个瞎眼的人，他来到耶稣的面前，让他医治。
And here's another one of those why God questions.
这也是另外一个我常常问神啊，为什么这样的一个问题。
That before Jesus healed him, he led him out of town.
那在耶稣医治他之前，他带他到了村外。
You see, sometimes we just need to get out of town.
那你知道有时候我们需要就离开我们原有的村庄。
We need to get out of our box.
我们也需要离开我们原来的局限的安乐窝。
We need to get beyond our familiarity.
我们需要来超越原来熟悉的环境。
And we need to allow him to take us into unknown realms where there we experience the greatness and the grace of his love.
因为我们需要来允许他带我们进入一个未知的领域，在那里我们可以经历他的恩典和慈爱。
In Colossians chapter 2,
在哥罗西书第二章，
it says that God has not only forgiven our sins,
说到说神不仅饶恕了我们的过犯。
Now, it wouldn't matter how conservative you are, this is enough to just about make you jump.
这个不管你有多么的这个保守，这个也是让你有一个突破的时候。
He says, not only are our sins forgiven,
不仅我们的罪过得以赦免，
but God has canceled the effect of all the written rules and regulations against us.
神也涂抹了那写在规条上的所有反对我们的与我们为敌的字句。
You know the woman that was caught in adultery?
你知道那个在行淫被抓住的那个淫妇吗？那个故事。
She was laying on the ground, and everybody was about to stone her.
她躺在地上，大家都要拿石头把她砸死。
And when I get to heaven, I want to know what Jesus wrote in the ground to make all these people leave that were ready to accuse her.
当我到天上的时候，我希望知道当时耶稣在地上到底在写什么。以至于那些人都后来离开了他，不去要打他。
Here's the thing: to commit adultery, you have to commit it with someone.
你知道你如果犯你要行淫的话，你一定有一个对象。
I kind of wonder if when he knelt down and he wrote in the ground.
我就在想他就是耶稣跪在地上蹲在地上他开始在地上写字。
Maybe he was writing the names of the guys she had been with.
也许他在写那样跟他一起行淫的那个男人的名字。
And maybe some of them were the ones standing there with the rocks.
也许那个是手中拿石头的要砸他的其中之一。
See, if we deal with this lady now, according to the law, she'll never ever tell my wife or anyone else I was involved.
那如果我们现在按着这个律法把这个女人给她对付了，她永远就不再有机会可以告诉我的妻子我做了什么。
I wonder if maybe that's why they started dropping their rocks and they left.
我在想是不是因为是这个他们把石头放下离开了。
And Jesus, don't you love how Jesus always asks questions, but because he's all-knowing, he knows the answer anyway?
你是不是很喜欢耶稣常常他很喜欢问一些问题，虽然他是个全知的神，他完全知道那个答案。
So maybe he finishes writing these names and looks up and says, oh gosh, Where'd all your accusers go?
他就在那里写完这些地上的这些的字或者这些名字之后，他站起来说，哦，
And she
那些控告你的人去哪里了？
They're gone. There's no one to condemn me.
那个女子就说，他们都走了，没有人再控告我了。
And Jesus says, neither do I condemn you.
那耶稣就这里说，我也不控告你。
So can I encourage you today?
那今天我是不是可以鼓励大家？
If Christ doesn't condemn you,
如果基督没有控告你,
in spite of what you've done or what you struggle with,
不管你做了什么,你有怎样的挣扎,
if there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ,
如果现在在基督里没有定罪的话,
if he lets you go, then why don't you drop your rocks and let yourself go?
如果他放你离开,让你走,你好不好自己把那个石头放下来,让你自己走?
Let me give you another story. Are we okay for a couple of stories this morning?
我要不要再讲另外一个故事?我们可以吗?再讲一些故事?
I love the stories in the Bible. They're so rich in truth and practicality.
你知道,我非常喜欢圣经的故事,因为他们在真理和这个实用性上是如此的丰盛。
Here's an amazing illustration of law and grace.
你知道这是一个关于恩典的一个非常一个这样令人惊奇的一个故事。
And I'm sure you're all familiar with this story. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he meets 10 lepers.
你知道耶稣要去耶路撒冷的路上，他遇到了十个麻风病人。
And these 10 lepers want to be healed.
那这十个麻风病人都想被医治。
So Jesus says, okay, go show yourself to the priest.
那耶稣就说，好，你们去给祭司来看。
And as they go, the Bible says they're cleansed.
那当他们去的路上，他们圣经告诉我们说，他们就医治了。
You see, their revelation of law,
你知道他们对律法的启示
took them only where the rules required them to go. Go show yourself to the priest, that's the rules.
他们就只是按着律法所告诉他们的遵行就好了。好，你就去见祭司好了。
These 10 people, like so many of us today,
那这十个人，他都太像今天我们的多数人。
They reduced faith to a principle or a procedure.
他们就把信仰给他降低到仅仅的是一个程序或者一个规定。
Well, 9 went to the priest.
所以那九个都去见了祭司。
One of them went beyond the requirements of the law.
但是有一个，他超越了这个律法的要求。
And he came back to worship and give thanks.
他回来来敬拜感恩。
And the story says 9 were cleansed, but this one was made whole.
那故事告诉我们说，这九个得洁净，是一个得了医治，或者一个真正的一个完全。
The truth is they could have all been whole.
事实上他们所有的人都可以得着。
But for the 9, the law actually created for them a barrier.
但是对那九位来讲，这个律法实际上给他们造成的是一个障碍。
And that barrier caused them to settle for good rather than great.
那就是这样的一个障碍，让他们满足于一个好像是好的结果，但是却错失了更好的。
Because the law will always create a barrier to freedom.
因为律法常常是给我们来制造一些障碍，让我们不能进入自由。
The law always will create a barrier to our freedom.
那律法常常总是给我们造成一些障碍，让我们没有办法进入自由。
Can I end with one more short story?
我好不好最后再讲一个故事，这样结束。
In fact, let's all turn and look at this together. Turn to Luke 23.
好，我们一起来看这个故事，在路加福音。
In Luke 23, I'm going to ask Deborah just to read two verses, verses 42 and 43.
路加福音23章42到43节。
And here is two simple verses, but profound verses.
会请宝凤来把这个经节来念一下。那这个是非常短的两节经文，但是意义却极为深刻。Okay, I'm going to read. All right, 我实在告诉你们，今天，我实在告诉你，你今天 哦，那个人对耶稣说：“神呐、啊，主啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你来纪念我。”耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今天你必定与我在乐园里了。”
And this is what I call the story of a crucified crook.
这个我把它称为一个被钉十字架的一个无赖的故事。
Because you've got this crook, this thief on a cross beside Jesus.
因为这儿有一个无赖或者一个盗贼，他跟耶稣一起钉在十字架上。
And he makes this profound, bizarre statement: "Hey, Lord, remember me when you get into your kingdom."
他在这里做了，就是来说了一句话，是听起来非常的奇怪的啊，听起来是不正常的一句话，就说主啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
It's not that he said a lot, but sometimes the fewest of words can carry the deepest of meanings.
你知道，有时候非常少的。来极为深的这样的意义。
And here is a criminal being sentenced to death.
这里呢是一个罪犯，他已经被判死刑。
And in the last couple of hours before he dies,
在他临死前的最后几个小时，
he utters these words.
他讲了这几句话。
Hey, will you remember me when you get into your kingdom?
你知道，当你得到你的国度的时候，你好不好纪念我？
Now, here's the thing.
你知道，重点在这里。
The only thing more outlandish than that request.
你这就是，这他这样，他这个他这句话最让人不就不最不符合常理的。
Is the fact that that request was granted.
就是这样的一个请求竟然得着应允，被应允。
And the one who deserved hell got heaven.
那。配得进地狱的人最后进了天堂。
And the one who probably never ever said grace and certainly didn't deserve it got it.
那个人从来不知没有讲过恩典的，也从来不知道恩典的，最后得着了恩典。
Now it's one thing to utter such an absurd request, but it's another thing to have it granted.
你知道，能够来讲出来或者要求这样的一个很不合理的事情是一回事，但是来答应这样子的一个请求是另外一回事。
And this story goes beyond the realm, beyond the borders of absurdity.
那这样一个故事，它已经超越了我们说到的这样的一个近乎荒唐的一个标准。
At least in our way of thinking.
至少按照我们的思维方式。
Here's what I want to present to you.
在这里，这是我想给大家所呈现的。
Is maybe this request is actually not as absurd as we think.
那就是这个盗贼的请求，也许不像我们所想象的那么荒唐。
Because maybe this request and this story is meant to be a lesson for you and I.
那也许这样的一个故事，这样他一个请求，是要来给你和我学一个功课。
And maybe the lesson is this.
也许那个功课是这样的。
The incredible value of a human life.
就是一个人的生命，它极大的价值。
And that every individual matters to God.
你知道，在神的面前，每一个人都是重要的。
When the woman, as I said, was caught in adultery.
当那个妇女在行淫的时候被抓住。
She embraced that forgiveness and grace.
她来欣然接受了。这样一个恩典和饶恕。
And she was able to travel with Jesus and go everywhere and share this message of grace.
那她后来能够跟耶稣到各地，然后就去分享这样的一个恩典的信息。
And when Zacchaeus experienced the grace of God when he was up in that tree.
当撒该他来接受了神的这样的一个恩典，当他在那个树上的时候。
He was able to go and repay all the people he hurt.
那他后来有机会去补偿那所有他伤害的人各样的损失。
But here's the power of this story.
但是这个故事它最感人的之处在这里。
There was absolutely nothing this man could do because he's nailed to a cross.
那这个人在这里他已经绝对不可能再做任何事情了，因为他已经被钉在十字架上。
And here's the power of this message.
你知道这个信息它本身最感人的在这里。
He's nailed to a cross. There's nothing he could do but gasp and die.
你知道他在他被钉在十字架上，他绝对不能再做任何的事情，只有喘气，然后死掉。
And maybe that is the point.
也许重点就在此。
And maybe that's the lesson, the powerful lesson of that message.
也许这个就是这个信息，它一个最感人的一个重点。
When Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," in other words, "I'll extend grace and mercy to you."
当耶稣说到说，今天你就与我一同在乐园里，换句话就是说，我要来向你施恩的时候。
Even if he wanted to say something or do something or tell people, he couldn't. He's nailed to a cross.
即使他想去说一些什么，会去告诉别人什么，会去做一些什么，但是他不行了，因为已经钉在十字架上了。
The only thing he could do is gasp and die.
他只能做的就是喘气，然后死去。
Maybe that's the point.
也许这就是那个重点。
And maybe that's the lesson.
也许这就是那个要学的功课。
And maybe that's the revelation that leads not to a great awakening, but a grace awakening.
那也许他在这样的一个启示可以带给我们一个不是一个最更大的觉醒，而是一个关于恩典的觉醒。
See, in, when we encounter grace,
因为当我们遇到恩典的时候，
God meets us at our worst so he can give us his best.
神常常是在我们人生最糟的地步与我们相遇，以至于他可以把那最好的给我们。
There is no limit to the height in God we can ascend to.
你知道神能够升多高是没有极限，没有局限的。
Because there's no depth he wasn't willing to descend to.
因为没有任何的低处是低到他不愿意下去的。
To make this revelation of grace available.
为的是让这样的一个恩典的信息可以呈现给我们所有的人。
Let me show you the power of grace.
让我可以 给大家看一下这个恩典的大能。
In the Old Testament tabernacle,
在旧约的会幕里面。
Do you know in the Holy of Holies where God dwelt, there was the mercy seat?
你知道在至圣所里面是神居住的地方，那里有一个施恩座。
There was two angels and their wings touched, and underneath them there was what was called the mercy seat.
你知道有两个这样子的基路伯，他们的翅膀伸出来，然后下面就是施恩座。
Where was the law?
那个律法在哪里，或者法版在哪里？
Where was Moses instructed to put the Ten Commandments?
那神指示摩西要把这个法版放在哪里？
He was instructed to put them under the mercy seat.
那神指示他把这样的一个法版放在施恩座的下面。
Because law is always subservient to grace.
因为律法永远是要降服在恩典之下。
You know when the people would bring a lamb to the priest as a sin offering.
你知道当祭司来把这个羔羊羔带来做赎罪祭的时候，
the priest would check out the lamb for any spots or any defects.
那祭司呢常常会去查看这个羊羔，看有没有任何的瑕疵斑点。
It was the lamb that was checked, not the person who brought it.
那被查看的被检查的是这个羊羔，而不是带来的这个人。
And our priest is not checking you; he checked the lamb, and he's dealt with the lamb.
让我们的这位祭司，他所查看的也是这个羊羔，而不是我们。而这个羊羔已经被查看过了。
Remember when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and he came down and saw the people partying and living in sin?
记不记得当神把这个法版赐下来给摩西，他从山上下来，看到底下都在那些众人在宴乐。
It said that he took the law and threw the law at the people.
就说到他拿起来这个法版，然后就把那个法版丢向那些百姓。
And Scripture tells us that day 3,000 people died.
圣经告诉我们是在那一天3000人死了。
Here's the interesting thing in the book of Acts.
你知道在《使徒行传》里面很有趣的一件事情。
When the Spirit of God came,
当圣灵降临的时候
，and grace was released,
当恩典被释放的时候
，it tells us 3,000 people were saved.
告诉我们说三千人得救。
When the law came, 3,000 died.
当律法下来的时候，三千人死了。
But when grace arrived, 3,000 lived.
但是当恩典被高举的时候。 3000人。
I'm ask the worship team just to come up.
好吧，我请敬拜团队到前面来。
Ask the pastor come on up.
好，我们请牧师上来。
I just want to leave you with this thought.
最后，我想给大家讲这样一点。
And I really want this to sink in. The law brought death to 3,000. Grace brought life to 3,000.
我希望这一点能够真的进到我们大家的心里面，就是律法带下3000人丧生，而恩典带下3000人得救。
And I want to present something to you this morning.
在这里，我想给大家呈现这样一点。
Let me throw this out there.
那我把这个就先这样丢给大家。
Is it possible?
是不是有可能
think about this for a moment.
我们花一点时间去思想。
Is it possible
是不是有可能
that we have bought into or created a theology?
好像我们已经相信了，或者说我们自己来创造了这样一种神学。
Of a harsh, angry God ready to rebuke and correct us.
就是有一位非常严厉的，而且是暴怒的一位神，他一直要来责备我们，更正我们。
And can I present to you this morning that maybe that theology isn't really biblical?
那我在这里是不是跟大家可以跟大家讲说，那样的一个神学观是不符合圣经的？
And I want you to think about this this morning.
那今天早上我希望大家可以来思想这一点。
Is it possible?
是不是有可能
that Satan, the accuser of the brethren,
那撒旦这个控告弟兄的。
Is it possible in his attempt to deceive us?
在他一直要尝试要欺骗我，迷惑我们的。
And to weigh us down with the bondage of our inability to keep rules.
就是他一直要消耗我们整个的人的全我们的心力，让我们去遵守很多的东西。
Since he's the master of deception, is it possible that he is actually masqueraded as the Holy Spirit?
他是因为撒旦他是说谎人的父，也许他已经完全与圣灵隔绝了。
And he's caused us to believe that it's actually the Spirit of God who's accusing us, and we must be so bad.
那他来试图让我们来相信说是圣灵在一直控告我们，我们是这么的不好。
And we begin to look at ourselves not through grace but through the eyes of the old man.
我们一直在这样用这样的眼光看我们，不是透过圣灵的眼光，而是透过一个老我的一个眼光。
And is it also possible that because of that,
是不是有可能说是因为这样的原因
that the enemy has us in this state of chronic self-evaluation.
那仇敌让我们一直处在这样的一个长期的，或者是永远好像不结束的这样的一个自我评估里面。
That the only thing we can see is what's wrong with us rather than what's right with us.
那我们唯一能看到的就是我们有哪些地方不对，而不是我们哪些地方是对的。
If you look at Christ's message to the disciples in John 16 concerning the Holy Spirit.
如果你去看约翰福音第16章，在那个耶稣对着他的门徒所讲到关于圣灵的信息。
Now please hear this and let this sink in. Let this bring change and freedom to your life.
请大家能够把这个信息来听进去，让它可以真的进入到你的内心，带下你生命的自由。
Jesus says the Holy Spirit when he comes.
圣灵讲到说，耶稣讲到说，当圣灵来的时候
，He's not coming to judge us.
他来了不是要定我们的罪。
Now, think about that.
我们来想一下。
He says, when he comes, he won't judge you.
说当他来的时候，他不定你的罪。
But it says in John 16, he will judge the prince of this world.
在约翰福音第十六章讲到说，他不是审判你，他要审判这个世界的王。
And when we begin to receive this.It removes the hooks that the enemy has in us.
当我们开始领受这个真理的时候，就开始可以拿掉仇敌放在我们身上的一个钩。
And let me totally mess up your theology.
那我在这里让我全部打乱你的神学观。
The Holy Spirit has not even come to convict you.
那圣灵来了，甚至不是为了让你知罪。
Because verse 8 says, He will convict the world of sin.
因为第八节那里讲到说他要让世人知罪。
He hasn't come to judge you.
他来了不是要审判你。
He hasn't come to convict you of sin.
他不是为了让你。
The only conviction he brings to the believer.
那个来认罪，他唯一来感动信徒的。
Is that we are righteous now in Christ.
就是我们在基督里是已经称义的。
He's come to teach you.
他来了要指教你。
Not about how bad you are.
不是要告诉你你多么糟糕。
But now how righteous you are in him.
而是在说他你在他里面是何等的义。
And when I hear people refer to themselves as sinners saved by grace.
那当我听到人们讲到说自己是罪人靠着恩典。
You were a sinner that got saved by grace, but you are now no longer a sinner.
你是因着恩典得救的一个罪人，你现在不再是罪人了。
If you watch or you see how Paul opens all his letters to the church,
如果你仔细的去看保罗在跟众教会的书信里面的开始的话，
He doesn't greet them as sinners saved by grace. He calls them what? Saints.
他一开始去来问安给他们的时候，他从来不是说你们是罪人，而是他叫他们什么圣徒。
So here is the message this morning.
这是我今天上午要给大家的信息。
Stop trying to perform.
就不要再继续去竭力表现了。
Stop trying to win the one you've won.
来，不要再继续一直尝试去赢得那位你已经赢得的。
You are a saint.Of God.
你是神的圣徒。
And the Holy Spirit is not interested in convicting you and judging you of your mistakes.
那圣灵不是一直在这里要让你知罪，要来定你的罪，让你知道你哪些不对。
All he wants to do is reveal Christ to you and build you up in the reality that you are now righteous in him.
他只唯一想做的就是将基督启示给你，让你知道你在他里面是称义的。
And when you and I believe that,
当我们你和我真正相信这一点的时候，
That's when the chains fall off.
这个时候那一切的锁链就脱落了。
And this message of grace,
这个恩典的信息，
this message of love,
这个爱的信息，
the message of the Father's pleasure over us,
这个说到神向着我们那个喜天父向着我们的喜悦之情的信息，
That's what's going to change the world.
这个是可以改变世界的。
That's what's going to open up nations.
这个是可以打开万国的门的。
That's what's going to bring revival.
这个是可以带下复兴的。
It has nothing to do anymore on what I do.
它不在于说，它不再是让我们去注重我们可以做什么。
It's simply who I am.
只在于我们的身份。
So why don't you be like that crucified crook?
你好不好就可以像就像那个被钉十字架的那个盗贼无赖。
Why don't you just gasp and die?
你好不好就喘气然后死去。
Die to all the things that you've been trying to do and are trying to do to win his love.
就是向着那些你一直在竭力的尝试着去做的靠行为的这一切死去。
Let's all stand.
好，我们一起起立。
We're going to close in this, with this last song.
以这样的一首诗歌结束。
And then, we can break into groups of three or four, and if you need to pray for one another, you can bless one another.
我们可以好不好？三四个人组成一个小组，然后我们可以彼此祝福，彼此代祷。
If you would like prayer ministry, we will be praying for people up in the front. You can come up also.
我们这里也会有一些祷告的服事，如果你需要祷告的话，你可以到前面来。
This morning you just need to have a grace encounter, just freedom in the grace of Jesus Christ. You can come up and we will pray for you.
如果你希望能够与恩典相遇，要来认识耶稣的他的这样一个恩典的话，好，请尽管到前面来。
So we're going to close in the song right now.
我们最后以这首诗歌来结束。
Heart be changed, renewed. flowing from the grace that I find in you. Lord, I come to know.
Just as our worship team continues to lead us, you get into You can get into groups of three or four and just pray and bless one another.
我们好不好? 可以三四个人组成一个小组, 我们彼此代祷。
If today you need a grace encounter, you'd like somebody to pray for you, you can come to the front and we will pray for you.
如果你需要来, 来今天与恩典来相遇, 遇见, 来明白恩典, 好，我们可以请你到前面来，这样子领受这样的祷告。
Just at this time, the Lord bless you.
在这时候，愿神祝福你。
The Lord keep you.
愿神保护你。
Amen.
Amen.
Also, at 1:45, we'll be having a leaders meeting up here in the front. So if you got that email, then please come back here at 1:45.
1:45，我们会有一些带领同工的。 一个聚集, 如果你收到email的话, 请到这边来聚集。
So, you're free to go right now. If we can get into groups of three or four. And then, if you need prayer, if you can just come up.
好, 如果你需要接受祷告的话, 你可以到前面来。